Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The amount of time it takes to produce a polished video game is absolutely insane. With so many moving parts to take care of, there's always the possibility that the developer will put something in their game that doesn't always result in the player having a good time. Whether that's an annoying or frustrating mechanic, a ridiculously tough enemy type, or a design flaw that halts or even erases progress. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 ways you can accidentally break popular video games. Number 8, provoking the relentless city guards, The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. The city guards found throughout The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion are really good at their jobs. Annoyingly, frustratingly good. Usually seen walking around within cities or stationed at their gates, these guards will leave you alone unless you do something to pique their law-defending interests. But while policing systems in other games are generally easy to shake off, like GTA's cops for instance, Oblivion's city guards are absolutely relentless, to the point where they will chase you to the ends of the earth and back again, even for the pettiest of crimes. Like Jean Valjean, all I did was steal a loaf of bread, thinking I could just run into the wilderness and end the pursuit there. But no, the guards can hunt you through forests, across bodies of water, and out into the middle of nowhere. Even if you kill the ones chasing you and head to a nearby city to sell your stolen loot, you'll soon hear another cry of "Stop right there, criminal scum!" and have to run away all over again. So while stealing might seem like a good way to make some petty cash, this act actually makes it difficult to play the game normally, since you can never be sure when a guard will pop up next. You could be walking around a city minding your own business, only to be randomly jumped by one. Bizarrely, they can even catch you through walls. There is no escaping these Terminator guards. Plus, if you die while trying to escape, perhaps by running off a cliff in a panic, which no, I definitely haven't done, why do you keep asking? You could lose your last chunk of progress. Soon enough, you'll be hearing the words, "Stop, you violated the law," in your deepest, darkest nightmares. And trust me, I've been there. Number 7, using the null driver, IGI. There are tons of weapons in video games that punish you for using them, like the Bane in Borderlands 2, which emits a high-pitched shrieking sound every time you pull the trigger. It is annoying, to say the least. The null driver from 2D platformer IGI also falls into this category, but is much, much worse than the rest because it will eventually make the game nearly unplayable. Upon picking up the firearm, the screen displays a warning. The wormholes generated by this corrupted prototype weapon are highly unstable. Use it at your own risk. And you know they mean business because that last part is all in caps. But overconfident a breed as gamers are, this cautionary message is easy to ignore because, really, how bad can it be? As such, you'll plow ahead with your nifty new device in hand, but after a few pulls of the trigger, you'll realize that you've made a big mistake. While the null driver will defeat your enemies with ease, it will also turn the surrounding environment into an incomprehensible mess. Details of the world will be replaced with random images, and platforms, lifts, and backgrounds will become a jumbled array of colors and shapes. It becomes almost impossible to see where you're going or what you're doing, a scenario that you could not have predicted when you first picked up the weapon. Even worse, if you quit to the main menu and return, these effects will still remain, a detail that the game does not warn you about one bit. Number 6, angering the shopkeepers, Spelunky. While playing Spelunky, you'll come across various shopkeepers who can sell you certain items that will aid you in your adventure. You can buy stuff like bomb bags, climbing gloves, and parachutes, but for the love of God, do not do anything that might irritate the shopkeeper himself, because if you do, you'll unleash one of the toughest NPCs in the game who will do whatever he can to make sure you die. There are a ton of ways you can anger the shopkeeper as well, and a lot of them are easy to do accidentally. Of course, if you steal something from their store, they'll immediately turn hostile, but even if something happens to them while you're off-screen, they'll always blame you, even if it wasn't your fault. As a result, it's highly likely that you'll end up having a furious shopkeeper trying to kill you at some point during your playthrough, and they're by no means easy to get rid of either. These guys carry a powerful shotgun that can destroy you in a single hit, and they also stunlock you, making them very, very hard to deal with. Plus, annoying just a single shopkeeper will turn every shopkeeper in the game against you, so you'll no longer be able to buy any goods, and you'll be attacked on sight. It essentially causes you to live in a permanent state of fear, which I get enough of in my own real life. I don't need it in my video games as well. But it gets worse. The shopkeeper will also camp next to the exit of the stage you're currently on. So even when you near your goal and you think you reach safety, you can still get blasted in the goddamn face. What did I do to deserve this? I wasn't even on screen when I f***ed this dude off. Number 5, stranding yourself on a planet. No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky's universe-sized open world is one that you can genuinely get lost in. When you first start the game, you're dumped on a random planet and assigned a starship that you must repair. And when the job is done, you're free to explore to your heart's content. Since the world is procedurally generated, there's no telling the amount of things you'll discover. I mean, now that Hello Games have finally patched in things to discover anyway, but unfortunately the random nature of the game can also result in a few rare occasions where you'll get yourself stranded on a particular planet. Some players run out of fuel and are unable to take off, and are also unable to find more fuel to do so. Other players accidentally swap their current ship for a crash ship that they found with the intent of fixing it and taking off, only to discover that they can't gather the necessary resources to do so. Stranded players are often forced to boot up earlier manual saves, which can cost them hours of progress in the meantime. Of course, since the game has been substantially updated and tweaked since launch, the majority of players will never find themselves in a situation like this now. That being said, it's still a possibility, and players will have to accept that in a game based purely on randomization, there are no guarantees of a smooth ride.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 4, the unbeatable Dr. Wily, Mega Man 2. Imagine getting all the way to the end of a game only to discover that it's impossible to beat the final boss. Well, unbelievably, this can actually happen in Mega Man 2. The final fight in the game is against a green alien generated by main bad guy Dr. Wily, not Dr. Willy, which I originally read this as and felt very childish for afterwards, and the battle itself is rather simple. Hit it with bubble lead until it dies. Once the job is done, Wily will surrender and the credits will roll. But wait a second, what if you don't have enough bubble lead left to finish the fight? If you use it all up on earlier enemies in the game or miss too many shots against the alien, it's possible to hit a complete brick wall in this fight, which means you'll have to intentionally die and start over. The alien is only weak to bubble lead too. Other weapons will just restore its energy, so without any left, you're basically screwed. As an extra kick in the nuts, the checkpoint you start at after dying has no enemies to farm, so you can't even recharge your main weapon. Brilliant. Number 3, overwhelmed by cannibals, the forest. Though combat is a big part of the experience, the forest is primarily about survival. One of the very first things the game has you do is find something to eat, and the earliest parts of your journey will be spent simply trying to keep your character alive. Again, can relate. But eventually, you're also forced to defend yourself against hordes of violent cannibals. A nice change of pace from all the base building and resource gathering. However, the fun combat can quickly start to feel like an annoying chore if you're unlucky enough to be consistently attacked by the island's meat-loving natives. The cannibals are relatively easy to fend off if there's just one or two of them, but unfortunate players can find themselves being attacked by groups of five or more, which can very easily turn into a death sentence. Hell, some players have even reported that these groups of cannibals will not leave them alone, and even if they kill a few more will spawn, and even more after that, seemingly at random. You can try moving to a different spot and keeping your head down, but there's no guarantee that this tactic will work, so, through no fault of your own, you might end up caught in an endless cycle of bloodthirsty murder, quite possibly your own murder. This makes it pretty much impossible to make any progress, since all your time will be devoted to fighting rather than improving your base or, you know, eating. There's no guarantee that the cannibals will leave you be, even if you do nothing to provoke them in the first place, and the whole system feels borderline broken. Number 2, the vanishing key, Deadly Premonition. For people who like to fully complete every part of a game as they go, backtracking is a common practice. Maybe you need a certain item from a later stage in order to collect everything in a previous one, and in most games, it's pretty easy to return to a previous level at any time you choose, without messing up your save file. But then, Deadly Premonition is not like most games. At one point during Chapter 9 of the underrated survival horror game, you're required to talk to Olivia in order to gather some key information, but not wanting to chat in broad daylight, she gives you a key to the backyard of the diner and asks you to come after hours. Naturally, you'll get the key, open the door, and continue the game. But if you choose to backtrack to an earlier chapter before progressing in this manner, and you complete said chapter, the game will overwrite your inventory and you'll lose the key. Without the key, you can't open the door, and without opening the door, well, you can't continue the plot and actually finish the game. The only option is to start over from scratch, which is especially frustrating because it means you're being punished for doing something as simple as replaying a previous level. Not cool. Number 1, the locked pyrosphere door, Metroid Other M. Through no fault of your own, it's possible to run into a fully game-breaking scenario in Wii-exclusive Metroid Other M, with the only solution being to start the darn thing over from scratch. Or weep in a corner, sell your consoles, and never touch a video game again, whichever one seems less traumatic. Occurring in the desert refinery section of the game, the problem of the locked pyrosphere door is, admittedly, a rare problem to run into. But at the same time, if you aren't aware that it's a possibility, it's ridiculously easy to trigger unintentionally. Shortly after acquiring the ice beam, player character Samus will be trapped in a corridor and forced to battle a group of Deskigas. Upon defeating all of them, the nearby doors will open, and you can progress forward. However, at this stage, if you choose to backtrack to the room where you first got the ice beam, then head forward, the door in the basement of the refinery will remain permanently locked, leaving you unable to make progress. The Pyrosphere door issue was so disastrous, in fact, that Nintendo even set up a program to let affected players send their save files in for repair. This was obviously not an ideal situation, though, and your best bet was to just hope that this issue didn't happen to you, or to try and avoid it altogether.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.